May Hashem will continue now. And we spoke about yesterday a very big yisoid that many Rishonim hold, that the din of buying things for Chanukah is included in your source that we said, for example, Yom Tov and Shabbos. Like, everybody knows that the amount of money that you are going to make from year to year, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, does not include the money that you spent for Shabbos Kodesh. And that also, we said, according to most Rishonim, a lot of Rishonim, includes Chanukah, and also Rishonim things also. Remela, when a person would buy himself a nice expensive geshmak and manure and good oil, we're going to discuss the oils today, and Remela, you shouldn't think, ah, it's a little bit expensive for me. A other person shouldn't go overboard. And also Chanukah. And Chanukah, according to Ritva and many others, is included in this Inyan, and the main it's called free money, Rabbi Yisai. Free money, Rabbi Yisai. Free, you hear that, Yudala? Free. Oh my God, right up. Now, we have to get into now the Shaila with the oil. Now, there's an important halacha that most people know on Shabbos Kodesh. What is the halacha? We know that when it comes to Shabbos, yeah, we are allowed and we are supposed to use the light from the neighbors of the Shabbos. That's the whole point, right? Why would Chazal go there that a person should light candles on Shabbos Kodesh? The reason is budget. Why? To have to have a geschmack. It's nice to sit by the candles. Memela, Chazal said, hold on a minute. If you're going to light on Shabbos in a certain type of oil, that's going to be smelly, it's going to make sparks, and also the Memela, person might come to do Kivu or Mavi, he might come to do Yisroel on Shabbos. Chazal said, and we know, most of you guys are Ashkenaz, right? You say, but Mamad Likin, right? Yeah. Okay, come out over there. All different types of Mishnayis, all types of oils, all types of different Zachen, you're allowed on Shabbos. Over every day on Chanukah, it's Nishtazoi. On Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and it's very Paskins, Ramah, Mishtavura, every single oil, except for exceptions that we'll say right in a minute, every oil is 100% mutter to use, right? There's no dinner, you have to have this, you have to have this, everything is kosher. However, so the Ramah, Shemen Zayis, Mitzvah Min Amurcha. There's a kosher of a mitzvah of Shemen Zayis, and as we said last time, this mitzvah is a very kosher mitzvah. The Gemara Paskins, and if you won't burn him, Tamidei Chachamim, you have to be mamish Isaac in the mitzvah over here. All the different chumras, all the different shittas, we try and chab everything. The man is very important, this halacha of the oil. It's one of the biggest nekudas. Right? According to some Rishonim, this is what he means, harogel b'neh. So the Gemara, harogel b'neh. What's harogel b'neh? According to some Rishonim, it means nice oil. Right? Some differently. Maybe holds a geshmak. Say them. Let me get back to. So how do we know that it works? Now, what's the reason why Shemen Zayis is the most preferred? So the first and most easiest reason, which really says claw. You know why? Because that was the nace. The whole nace of Chanukah was what? Al di Shemen Zayit. So remember, if we're coming over here to make a seicher of the nace, so I have to also use Shemen Zayit. Right? You know that? Why? Because I want to be seicher the nace. And the nace was also Shemen Zayit. But so the Oruch HaShulchan, push this further. So the Oruch HaShulchan, I'll tell you another reason. Because Shemen Zayis is the most geshmak. It goes into the wick. It makes a beautiful clear flame. Because Avada is the best thing to get. Now Avada, we have to know, these are all chumas.
Paraffin is better.
Oh, so look at the poskim. Paraffin is a nice clearer light. It's steady. It's beautiful light. However, you're right. You're yotzei 100% b'lishum safek. But if you want the school of Bnei Talmidei Chachamim, if you want the mitzvah and the mukhov of the Ramah, there's another person to buy Shemen Zayis. What?
Synthesizer.
Who?
Synthesizer.
Hey, you mean you get the fake version?
Like, you make your own olive oil.
How do you make your own olive oil? Get some olives.
The artificial olive oil.
Like paraffin. No, that's paraffin. Yeah, that's paraffin.
Artificial
paraffin is whatever. Oh, very nice. Wow.
Did I
like that? Imitation
is
something
that's
art.
Better than the real thing.
Shemirake. Now, Rabbi said, you must get oil with a hechsher that is a recognized good hechsher. Last year, I had to personally call up a big kashrut authority in Chutz Loretz, and because I had a suspicion that I saw the stamp on it last year, and I had a big suspicion that it was fake because it looked a little bit different than normal. I called them up, and I said, I never heard such a thing in my life. We don't give a hechsher for oil. The man, the whole thing was fake.
What was it? Which hechsher?
What's it up to me? It wasn't their fault. No, it wasn't their fault. You can't blame them. Right. Someone came along and fitted their thing. You can't blame them at all. It's not their fault. Yeah. It's not their fault. Now, the man, last year, what? I think there were about 43 berich fake hechsherim and fake oils. And this oil, when I say fake, what do I mean fake? About this olive oil is olive oil. What's it up to me? Very nice. No. Number one, it could be it's stolen. Yeah. Mr. Bruce says, Shorich Ian, if you yoitzer, if you steal oil, then again, by the way, bottom these things, you see someone else's bottle over there, yeah, you won't mind. And you take a bit of oil there. Shorich Ian, if you yoitzer the mitzvah. Who are they? There's Schmitter problems. There's oil problems. There's all sorts of problems with the oil. You have to make sure to get it from a reliable source. Very, very important.
Every customer, every issue there.
I was in there,
and
I put out a whole
interview
on there.
Right.
It gave me a whole few pages.
Hey, you can't guys like bury it, man. Extra version,
Olive. You have to be very careful. Let me get, somebody asked, why not the yotzer with electricity? Right? Yeah, it must have asked the kasha. Now, this might be a very good shot. Someone asked me this around here recently. Someone asked me this question, the guy in the aeroplane. They go in the aeroplane, they want to know if the mice you could do this or not. In England, they should know this. In England, they sell an actual menorah, not for Hanukkah, for Shabbos. They if you go to a hotel and it gets stuck, so you light the menorahs with electricity. So what's the pshat by Shabbos? They say, what? Pot in the smaller. Good by Shabbos, what's the pshat? As I need the light. I want to see them move. I want to have a geschmack. That Elisa is mutter. Why? Because on Shabbos, what is it? The light? The chob, the light! What's the nafkamina? If it comes from here, or if it comes from a gamble? Absolutely not nafkamina. But Mela, you can make on that. Now, Rabbi Lashem is a big maker of it. And Rabbi Zul Ovach told me also passing this way, that you can even make a bracha on Shabbos on a fluorescent light. It's a big chumma, because Besser, it's not Eish. They feel it's not hot for chlau.
There's no filament.
Now, however, most persons do not hold this way. Now, Masha Egan, I'm going to say, Chanukah's not as in light. Chanukah's not as in get some light over there. The one of Chanukah is what? Light a candle. The main is very nice. All the electricity in the world. Oh, it's not a candle. Yeah, that's why you're not yet to the see, but we will see some coolers, like Abba being in the aeroplane. If somebody's in the aeroplane on Shabbos, on Hanukkah, he can. The Meister will see if he can come onto any coolers, like Abba electricity. But we'll get to the lockers when the person's traveling, we'll see the Meister will do.
Shabbos didn't light, yeah.
Haraya. That's Rashi.
What about gas?
Any Shabbos.
What about gas?
Gas? If it's gas a can, you need to light the gas thing.
We have it like that goes from the safe, you know, it's the gas.
They make a broch. What's with the wicks? What's with the wicks? Now the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins again. Not like Shabbos. Every single type of wick you buy and you use on Hanukkah is 100% yoitzer to the mitzvah. However,
mitzvahs.
That's a fire. Any witch you use, if it lasts and it draws in the oil, if it does, then above
the government menorahs are making New York City a public thing.
Say that, but all the menorahs are yoitzer to the mitzvah for that.
Who's their brachman?
Who they do?
The mayor's in the brachman.
We try and get a week with Semer Geffen. Semer Geffen is the most lechatchila. When you're looking for which somebody say next week, you look for Semer Geffen.
Have a look. Wine from grapes?
No! It's cotton.
I remember that word.
Cotton.
Who's in grapes?
Geffen.
That's cool. What's the exact English translation there?
Yeah. Wine from grapes, as you said.
I make my own. It's beautiful. Okay, Rabbi Now, you know what most people do? They go buy, you know, the floating wicks? Yeah. The whole pack with the red things?
They're always
the Vegas wrap. I want to tell you, A lot of poskim say that there's a big problem with these things. What's the problem with these things?
Yeah, because it doesn't touch enough oil that it should burn out.
True though, it's in the oil.
Does it?
I'm not that hamster
sticking to me.
The wick is this big.
Yeah, the
wick. Some of you buy floating ones.
Yeah.
You can buy non-floating ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going with those ones. Let's go with those ones.
The wax. The wax.
Oh, Rabbi! What's with the wax? It's covered with wax, right? What does that mean? That means when you like, we pass from a bicycle.
Yeah.
We paskin hadlaka oisa mitzvah. What does hadlaka oisa mitzvah mean? That means the second you lit the candle, you're yoy to the mitzvah.
Go down,
you're right, zog. Who said that? Not yoy to, you are. Right, zog. Kopsay in zog. That's what it means. Now, Rabbeisai. Rabbeisai, what does this mean?
Does, but
we listen to it. We'll get to when it goes out. We'll see if it's related by Gabi'er Shabbos. Devin Shalim, Mishnah Berurah says, we'll speak about it. Now, Be'etzem, when you're lighting this piece of wax, which happens to have a wick inside it, you're not really lighting oil, you're lighting a piece of wax. Now that's the problem with the poskim. Now, I think you're right. I myself tried a demonstration in my house. I started to do a demonstration. What was the demonstration? I took myself one of these glass cups, I filled it only with water. I put one of the wicks in as if it was Hanukkah, and I stood there, and I lit the wick over there. And I saw the rock. How long did this thing last for? What was it? No oil! Just water. It doesn't work with water. How did it last for? 20 seconds. Now 20 seconds is a long time without any fuel fit to go.
The one that made the oil burn make the water burn.
Otherwise not by me.
The wick itself.
Oh, that's the shiner! He over here, you got no oil! That means they're not using the oil!
The wick's sitting in the water.
No, it doesn't seep it in. I don't think it gets wet.
You singe the wick before you light.
Oh, you do that. Now, Rabbi said, what I do...
Wait, you have to singe the top or the entire thing?
No, just the top.
Fine.
Now, Rabbi said, what I do is I pour oil on top of the wick before I light it. So, made of a shower, I'm lighting oil. But the Rabbi said, Rabbi, please, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Zil told me this, that we're not choshish for this chumrah. It's a beautiful chumrah, but nobody's choshish for this. We do not go with this mahalach, and we paskin that you buy one of these wicks, you can light them as normal, and it's okay. So someone at Taina, Echav HaGavad HaGeitza! What's the Gavad HaGeitza over here? No. I'll hold the candle on the wick for like, 25 seconds. That way, it's chav the oil in. And beautiful! And I'll take the mitzvah! Zug, then, no, hold on a minute.
No.
We know, that's came along! Avuka is also, what's an avuka? Avuka means a big plate. When you take two
until you...
That could be 25 seconds!
But
okay,
oil,
then.
Whatever.
It's a big problem. We made it better not to be yoked, not to do that, and to light it and take away straight away. And we made it, don't worry about that chumrah that we just spoke about. Don't worry about the chumrah of lighting that thing. Okay, so it's an important chumrah that a person has to remember. Let me get back to your boy say.
Can I worry about it if I want to?
If you want to, can, but about a chumrah, that's a list over here. I'll tell you the list. They all paskin that we're not choish with this chumrah. We paskin it 100% to say the gomor. I try and do it just that, why not? Put a little bit of oil on the top and maybe I go to all the sheep.
Why
do you
singe anyway?
I don't like singeing, I don't know why. Comes, it makes it
seems longer to life, isn't it?
No. Now, basically, they came to Ravosna. They asked Ravosna, what happens if a person is stuck in prison and he needs to... He says, I can't go, what are you going to do? Say, he'll light a cigarette. Is he able to buy a cigarette? Ooh, I mean, it's like a candle, no? It goes red on the top of it there. It's a Yiddish mark. Not hard on it. It might be a bit of an H.
Harry, you see about Gaggy's beer bottles.
What's that?
You see about Gaggy's beer bottles.
Yeah, that's like a clean, but not a regular drink.
I don't like the beer bottles.
No flavor, but I don't have a
drink. No flame. No, I don't have a no. No, I mean, I'm smoking. No.
No there.
No flame. No flame. What the fuck? What's that? You guys are. Halim to Rabbi Wasna in B'nai B'rach. It's a bad as Austin. You cannot use a cigarette. Stand again, you know, you guys have been asked, Shaila me, Shemirach, and somebody asked me last year this exact question. He can't be bothered buying all these things. Do me a favor, like 8 cigarettes, put them all in my mouth.
I saw the 1976 Guinness Book World Records
got 110
cigarettes.
Shemirach, let me get my mouth. I must tell you, a mitzvah with a young Shal Shloimer, Rabbi Sai. Listen to this, this mitzvah is an oim benoyer. The Helig Yamsha Shloimer. Who is the Yamsha Shloimer? The Marshal. You ever heard of him? Yamsha Shloimer. A Maisa Azoya Boisai. He was standing, he was sitting in his study and he was learning. And there was a candle lit. And he said, if this candle goes out, he will not have any more light. And he was sitting and learning, Ben Tlalailo. And he realized, Ichat Hashem Yirachim. No, it wasn't Shabbat. If I don't have any more light, what's it going to be? He said, Rabbi Yisraelam. If I'm not able to continue learning, Lama Nichayim. What do I need light for? And the nace, and this, by the way, is brought down with Furash in the Hagdoma to the Yam Shashleva, Ayin Sham. And he stands over there, beautiful. The whole thing lit the whole night. Candle kept on going. Put down in the Agdoma. And I later dreamed another one. The man said, put down my foolishness. Agdoma, the Amshish,
Agdoma, the Amshish,
Agdoma, the Amshish, Agdoma, the Amshish,
Agdoma,
the Amshish, Agdoma, the Amshish, Agdoma, the Amshish, Agdoma, the Amshish, Agdoma, the Amshish, Agdoma, the Amshish, Agdoma, the Amshish, Agdoma, the Amshish, Agdoma, the Amshish, Agdoma, the Amshish, Agdoma, the Amshish, Agdoma, the Amshish, Agdoma, the Amshish, Agdoma, the Amshish, Agdoma, the Amshish, Agdoma, the Amshish, Agdoma, the every single night. So Mr. Bruce has a
no.
If you don't change the wick, like Mama Stimach said, it's even better. Why? Because it lights it's better. Oh, it lights right away. It's Mama's beautiful. Of the super best. What's that? Because it's beautiful. Of the halacha is, you don't have to change the wick. You buy one for the wick, and you keep on going the whole time. Over. There's the Chupas Van Hogan, the Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbi, the Yisraelimer, Kodesh, and the Chassoifers and others, that they tell that it's okay. It's much nicer to change the number one. It looks nicer. It looks more gishmat when you come up with a new one every single night. Number two, we can say that the Mikdash, and in the Beis HaMikdash, they use new ones every single time, as those who measure stomach and tshuva. Memela, there is an Indian. You don't have to do it. There's an Indian who changed the wicks every single night, but you don't have to. About you can use the same ones every single time. Don't get back to it. Oil under the bed. It's a big shayla, very gave a bochim. You buy yourself some oil, you put it under the bed. Now, according to, listen to this, Rabbi Vadi Yosef says if you store it under the bed, Nunu, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and it's Mavor in the Kaf HaChaim this way, that if you store oil under the bed, it could be you can't use it anymore, because it's Einu Reu Nishtia. Einu Reu Nishtia, because you can't eat it anymore. Sakana,
Sakana! Not anymore.
No,
I have a big
one.
I have a big one.
I can't, or there's a Lopa Shud Kalkai. What? Oh, it's very beautiful though. Rabbi Isaac, there is an Indian you should know when you buy oil. To buy oil that's roi la'achilo. It's a choshmiz lach to buy oil. By the biggest madrig of oil, you want to get the best one? Kossis. What's it, Kossis? Kossis. It's cold pressed. Cold pressed. Have a look on the thing, it says Kossis. It's the best miler and it's roi la'achilo. Now Rabbi Isaac, you'll go to the store and you will find that most of the oils do not say Roy Lachila. Why not? I want to buy Roy Lachila. Tell us his love that bit to me. It's not Roy Lachila. What?
What's on the salad, but you can't drink
them. No. The pshat is, the reason why they don't put Roy Lachila is because it's cheaper that way. It's cheaper. That's a big tax. So the Mela, they don't like Roy Lachila, and it's much cheaper oil. But above you should know that some of them tackle all Roy Lachila, and then they react to this hiddah. It's a big hiddah. What? Yeah, no, it's hard to tell. Sometimes you can call them up, sometimes you've got the papers, and like different things on the hashes and they'll run this over there. Now, yes.
Canola oil.
Again, every oil is 100% kosher. Every oil. Ramah says, Mitzvah min amur kosher mazayis. It works. Every oil is 100% kosher. You can use any oil you want. Right, Rabbi Seth.
That's sick shame.
Right, Rabbi Seth. A few more minutes. I have to leave a little bit early today. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Garlic bread.
Now, Rabbi Seth, what is the time to light? Right? We have to get better than the real halachas. The real halachas I want to discuss are where to light in Teferis Chaim and what to do when you go away to Shabbos or you go away for the night or you're going to come home late. Not, it's very, very negative Shabbos. Please, Hashem. So the Gemara says, Mitzvah hi Mishetesh Ha'achamah. Mishetesh Ha'achamah means, well, Big Shiloh, what it means, like, well, look at there, I don't know. Some will show them all this way, some all that way. We have to see the Meister. So there's a big Shiloh when to light. Now, but Adam, we have to know it's a very negay Shiloh, because my name is, if things change from the times of the Gemara to now. Because in the times of the Gemara, you have to know, they had no street lights. So they had no street lights, they never went out of their houses. After night, everyone stayed at home. So this could be, the first thing we're going to say, that Bismarck knew, nowadays things have changed a lot since the time of the Gemara. So we have to see the Bible, what the first thing are going to be saying. So we have a few Shitas over here. Shita of the Rambam is a Bada we light by Shkia. And as we passed in the Maestro of Scheinberg and other Poskim, we'll bring out a list of Maestro of Poskim, that Shkia on the dot That's when we light. That's the ikkah, those best times of light. The shita's a place for
Maariv.
We'll get to Maariv. Now, the shita of Tosfos is, we light from Seis HaKoychovim. Let me show you the Seis, where are you in Europe and Eretz Yisrael? Tav Kamina, we can ski at Seis, a bit of Tav. Goinim, we're not going to get into it right now. Ayin Reis HaMachalat and Ochaim. That's the whole sugar over there. Over the Etzem, those are the two shitas in the Rishonim. Two shitas in the Rishonim, where we light Shkia or Seis. The Shulchan Aruch brings down Shitas Tosfos, that we go to Gabi Seis. Over the Gra, right? And that's the Maisa. Seems to be a lot of the Poskim in Yerushalayim hold we go by the Gra, and the Gra says no, we pass it and it goes by Shkia. Now if you look, I'm going to give you a list of some of what the Poskim did. Rav Moshe Zatzal lit between 13 and 18 minutes after Shkia. The Stipler lit 18 minutes after Shkia. The Chazon Ish and Rav Aaron Cutler lit 20 to 25 minutes after Shkia. So he was the Rebbe of Ger. The Svaradim, like 15 minutes after Shkia Be'erach. A lot of the Chassidim are by the way to Rabbeinu Tam. Rav Yashu does it about 10 minutes after Shkia. Rav Sheinberg does it on Shkia. Mstoma, that's the minig of the Rosh Hashiva Shlita over here. Mstoma, I'm guessing. Because I got Mstoma after Rav Sheinberg Shlita. Oh, but Mstoma, it goes with Shkia. So he says there's a big machalikus over here. Now, if anybody over here has a minig coming from his house to light at a certain time, there's a bada, you keep your minig. This is double poshet. Whether he's Hasidish, whether he has any minhagim, that he knows his father's Makbin on a certain time, it's about that he likes at that time. If a person does not, he should go past the Rosh Hashiva. The Stoma, I'm guessing, check with me again, but I think the Rosh Hashiva probably goes by Shkia, and that seems to be the meaning of the Gra, which a lot of poskim in Yerushalayim. Oh, well, if you're that after, that's Nishka Berach Abadah, because you have a lot of poskim to rely on. Now, Spekla Bayishai, what's with Maariv? What's with Maariv here? So you'll find you ask them what's with Maariv, they'll tell you, ah, Eme Shaila, Tadi Vishaila Tadi! Tadi Koyda! What does that mean? That any time you have two things, and one of them is more weaker ones, you go with the most weak one, right? We're going to discuss how it goes on Friday night, they're going to be, what do we do first? Shabbos candles for this, and they're going to have dollar, there's the show we'll get to. Oh, but we're going to say you should know it's a tremendous choice. Anyone tells you that is making a tremendous big mistake. What is the pshat? Tadi Vishaila Tadi means, when you have two mitzvahs in front of you, and both of them you can do, and you want to choose, what should I do now?
But you can get to both mitzvahs.
That's when you do one, that's most frequent. For example, Havdalah and Hanukkah.
Hanukkah comes first.
No, but it's a general right then, in the Hanami. We're going to ask you which comes first. Tadi, it's only have two. I don't have two over here. Why? Because I always double marry, for example, at 11 o'clock at night. So for me, there's a tadi. I'm not going anywhere right now. It's not my time to marry. 11 o'clock is my time to marry. I have to go down my early for some time because there's no din of tadi here. Don't make anyone make a mistake. However, it seems to be the minute in most places, at least by the Hasidim, they're very mapped on this, after the mikveh, by the after the mikveh, right? Well, should we have a mikveh because the sugar boys say, so before the Hanukkah left, after the mikveh boys say, right? Oh, after the mikveh, Mr. Hasidim should eat. After the mikveh, by sight, the Sabbath, it seems to be a lot of places, they actually daven first, and then they go and light. But if you do that, you must make sure to prepare your menorah before you daven Maariv. So straight after Maariv, before you screws with the guys outside, you run straight and you do the mitzvah. Because at that time, you're already holding by a stickle, well, we're not sure what time is the latest time, we have to speak about it. Of the SM, if a person lights after Maariv, he can light straight away after he gets there. Now, before we finish, what's the latest time to light? Right, this is extremely negaya. Person that was married, person went away for the day, went out for the TO, he comes back later home, whatever it may be, and the mainly wants to know what's the latest he can light. So let's start like this. The Gemara says, Benechanik is the Achetichl Regal Minashuk. What should Achetichl Regal Minashuk mean? Now here's a big shayla. In those days, it used to be that all the shuks closed at a certain time, everybody went home, and there was nobody left in the street. Now, the Rambam says it's Be'erech Chatzi Shah. You look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin like this way. It's Be'erech Chatzi Shah. So, Mamela, we know in Aloha that you have to make sure, whatever time you like, I don't care, you have to make sure that there is enough oil inside to last for Be'erech half an hour after night time. So even if you light by Shkia, it's not so negay, because I'm saying most people, you fill up with oil, it lasts for at least an hour or two. So it's certainly not negay in the Shaila. But you have to know, if you use a little happy birthday candles, a little red, yellow, green, all these, and over there, you have to know, I don't know if they actually last the shit. No, you're there, you have to go check it out before to see if it lasts the shit. Now, the mice of the Biskarov wanted to tie the Pshat and the Rambam. Now, Abad and the Rambam said, After Techavigim Lashon was about half an hour. Oh, I took the Biskarov. Every generation has its own shok time. And maybe we have to go bust the time of that mokoim and that shok. We have to see what time the shops close. We have to see what time people are in the street. We have to know what's going on over here. Now, if that's the case, we've got a problem. Because if you're going to go according to people in the street, I don't know about here, but where I live, 1, 2 in the morning there are people on the street. So if everybody in Mekuyar has to make sure there's enough oil for that, that's a bit difficult. You can't say such a thing. Now, you should know that Biskarov himself, and he lived across the street from a theatre, and he used to light candles, right, till 12:30 at night, because that's when the last showing of the theatre came out.
Oh, is it?
So Mela, huh?
Right in town.
Yeah. So, why did I tell them?
To make sure that all the people are coming out from the theatres have a stick of souvenirs. But first of all, we must finish. I want to finish with one maisa. We'll continue these halachas tomorrow. One maisa. I heard this maisa from the Baal Maisa himself, and he told me, he told me a maisa like this. He said there was a group of people in a shul, and it was Hanukkah, and they were having a mesibah, and they were dancing, and there was a daggish mat, and they saw a guy walking across over there, and they saw he was Jewish, but it wasn't really from. So I asked him, maybe come inside, light candles. He said, no, I don't do these things. You know, it's been 20 years, I'm not doing anything. Come on, light the candles. No, mother! He got hit, and they picked him up, they took him, and they made him light the candles. He said at that point, he said the years afterwards, at that point he knew that there's no turning back, he knew he was going to become a frum again. Baruch Hashem, after that maisa, Rabbi Yisrael, he became a frum again. His son is sitting here, sits now.